I also forgot my notes, but I think this should work.
Yeah, don't worry. If the table is...
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for taking the time.
Of course.
I don't know if you were really busy today.
Not really.
No, I'm not really busy today. We arrived quite early, and we've been having a good long sound check, and then we went for some burritos for dinner.
Where did you get them?
It was this really nice Mexican store just 5 minutes from here. And they had this postal service thing going on, like with numbers, and it was a cool place.
I don't feel like there's enough Mexican places in this city. I wish there were more. Burritos are a fine thing.
Yes, yes.
Burritos are a great thing. Would you introduce yourself real quick? Or
of course.
How long you want to take?
Yes, I'm Einar from Einarstrei, my band, and we are from Norway. And right now we are on a little tour in Europe, presenting some brand new songs. We're gonna record our second album in just a month, so we're trying out like demo versions of songs in front of audiences.
See how they take to it.
Yeah, they're all just like rabbits in our laboratorium. So that's what we do these days.
Will you still change some songs, or like on the reception that you get, or are all songs set in stone?
No, and I think that's the beauty of this album. It's like when we did the last one, everything was just completely ready. Every detail was set in stone, but this time around we don't even have enough songs, and we're going in studio, and we have this crazy producer who will probably just screw things up and make it into something cool. I'm really excited.
Let's just hope you don't spend the next 2 years in the studio. Do you have a set schedule where you're forced to finish songs?
We have like a schedule, you know, I think it's 2 months, and that's a lot for us. So we're gonna use enough time.
How much time did you have the last time?
I think only 2 weeks. 11 days of recording and then mixing in a few days, and it was bam! Just a really quick lo-fi thing. It was different.
But back then all the songs were ready and done.
Yeah, I mean, it was a debut album, so I've been writing songs for years, and then like picking out the ones I like the most. That's much easier in a way. It's much easier to make the first album, I think. The second album is, you kind of have to learn all over again how to write songs. And it's a really new thing. It's been challenging, but I think it's going to be...
Really good?
It's going to be good.
how much has you said you wrote songs for a long time. How much has that changed after the debut album when you said that you had to learn it again?
I mean... In the old days, when I was younger, I used a lot of time writing songs. Like, it could take years, really, finishing songs. And I thought I would need that much time this time as well. But I've actually made songs now that are done in just a night and done in just a week. And it's so different. And I'm... You kind of ask yourself, is this really good enough? Is it possible to make these songs as good as the other ones if it just takes so little time? But I actually think so. I think I've developed like a more effective way to do it.
Okay. So why do you think it took you years to make songs before like you got kind of used to it, if that's the right way to say it?
I think this time around I got a bit pushed, and like by all the people around me. Back then it was just me in my bedroom. Now we're a band, it's not a solo project anymore. So, and we also have these people helping us that, you know, it's their job to make music. So I'm just forced, and I think that's good for my creativity to just have a deadline It can be really stressful, but also really inspiring.
You still completely do your own thing, or like how much influence do the other people then have on what you do?
This time it's going to be a band record, so it's not a dictatorship anymore. It's a democracy, and
you said you still write the songs.
I still
do the lyrics and all that, so it's still a little bit like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the songwriter. I'm Tom York in Radiohead, I suppose. Like I write the lyrics and like the basic musical idea, and then we get into rehearsal space and they tend to change it completely, and but always in a good way, and they add their colors and their arrangements, ideas, and it's so much more fun actually. You don't have to like have everything planned. You can just have a tiny idea and it will, you know, get bigger.
That's really cool. How did you get out of your, like on the biography and on the website it said that you started recording in your bedroom.
Yeah.
What got you out of there? Like to here basically, aside from the last few years where you were touring?
Just one day I found out that maybe I should just try and put them out on MySpace, which was a brand new thing back then. So I just did that, and just a few weeks after I got this message from a guy who ran a cafe, he asked me if I wanted to play a concert. I was like, wow, can I do that? Is that possible? And so I just brought some friends with me and asked them if they wanted to play a concert with me, and we did that, and I was so nervous, but that was the start.
And from then on, it just went on. Now you're here.
Yeah. Then we really wanted to do another concert, and it's like this has always been a dream of mine, but I never really thought that it was possible. So I think it's really important to have people telling you that you are doing something that makes sense, something good, because if it hadn't been for that message on Facebook, no, on MySpace, sorry, I mean this was 2005, so
yeah, I remember too.
I don't think Facebook existed even, so MySpace. If it hadn't been for that MySpace message, I guess I wouldn't sit here in Berlin.
So now that dream has kind of been fulfilled. What is your next? What is the next thing that you wanna reach?
I think that's the really intriguing part of this dream, is that you can't really get enough. You just have to get as many people's attention as possible, but in your own way, in like on my what you call it? Yes, yeah, in my terms, yes.
So you're still completely in control of what you do.
Yeah, in enough at least. Like that's a really terrifying thing about being a band as well. Like that decision, like you have to let go of, you know, some of the control. But I really trust these guys, and I'm really a huge fan of all of them. So I think it's a good thing.
Okay. When you write songs, how do you write songs, and what are your songs about?
I usually get ideas really randomly, like when I'm on the bus or when I'm in a school class, in the bathroom or anywhere, and I try and write it down or record it on my phone, and I have too many really rubbish ideas. But like if, you know, some of them are really okay and can be used. So that's what I do. I just gather tons of ideas, and then I go through them and in front of a piano or a guitar, and I try and, you know, glue them together and make songs. So, and I, on the last record, I really felt like I had to say something important. Like I had this really strong feeling that now that I have the attention of people, I should really say something about, you know, have the global view of things. Like I always said we instead of I and stuff. So this time, this next record is going to be much more personal. That's a goal of mine. That I'm really fascinated about the human race just in general and their how they can be brainwashed and how they can be like they're really you can really easily brainwash a human being, and that's something that's really fascinating, and also just like how evil people can be actually also, and that's usually what I do in my songs, just I don't brainwash people, but I try to point out that the human race should really think things through. And and this time around we also really want to say those things from a much more personal view, like from my much more from my daily life, I suppose.
So you're gonna go into the political space, or are you still keeping it kind of out of there?
I'm always been in the political space, and I always, but I always try to do it in a subtle way, because I think it's important not to be too, I don't know, not clear, but like more. I think it's. I really want to be. I'm not sure. It's strange to talk about. Sorry. Let's have another question.
So do you have when you do that? Do you have a specific reaction in mind? Like, do you do those political songs with the goal of changing people, or do you like what is the reaction?
I think if I can get someone to think things through and to just reflect on them, that would be great. But I always also believe in the combination of music and lyrics together, and I don't really want them to be separated. So I think it's really interesting to like combine those two, and. I mean that's what's so really inspiring about touring, to see like people's reaction, you know, straight away, and that's really exciting.
So is it more fun for you in touring than working in the studio, or?
Yeah, for me the touring is the essential part. I mean, I really love working in studio as well, but that's always like. The goal is always to bring it out to the audiences, and I think that's why I do this.
Yeah. It's really interesting that like you tour with a pretty big band. Like how many people are you in the tour? Like just the band.
We used to be like 11 on stage at one point. So I think 5 is really a compact thing, but we're 5.
And how close do you think you get to? How the music sounded on the record when you play live?
I think it's when we do it live, we have the opportunity to do it much more powerful, really, and because people are like they're watching us as well, so they can actually see the musicians behind the instruments, and they can see all the emotion we put into it, because we really dig into the songs and the melodies and try and play it as wholehearted as possible. I think it kind of it's another dimension, I guess, to like the also it's also the visual part. So it's much more powerful in a way than on the record. It's a different thing.
Yeah. No, I can. Do you think you could tour alone and still do this?
No, I don't think so. But that has to do with like that I'm too shy, and I really need to hide away in people, I guess. And I always like this band thing, and I actually always wanted a band name, but it turned out to use my own name, and I can't go back now.
Stray is my last name,
yes.
Okay. So you didn't even
No, I didn't.
did you decide on that name, or did you, like, I don't know, sit down with some people and you're like, I want to be, I don't know, whatever. Or, like, did you throw names around, or did you just decide this is it?
It was just a name I typed in on my MySpace account some years back, and and it just grew bigger and bigger, and I couldn't go back. But I mean, I think it's nice to, I mean, it's I'm gonna be in this project forever anyway, so it's always gonna be my songs.
So you want to do this for the rest of however long it works?
We'll see. We'll see. You never know. But as long as it's fun, and as long as it feels important, then I have to do it.
So you're gonna record later this year, right?
Yeah.
In a month, you said?
In a month.
And then when is the album gonna be out?
It's gonna be out in 2014, and I think early 2014.
Do you already have a name for it?
No, I have some ideas, but I really know what it's gonna be about, and I have like a wish now, so it's yeah, it's gonna be out in 2014, and then we're gonna tour as much as we can.
Two more questions I have. One is, how did the name of the first album come about?
Chiaroscuro. Mm-hmm. It's a painting technique with really harsh shadows, you know, towards the light. It has to do with contrasts, and that's something that can really easily be translated into the music and into the theme of the album. That there's a really thin line between good and evil, and, you know, light and darkness, and our music has a lot of contrast. So it was a really, I think it was a beautiful name that I wanted to use. I'm an art fan as well, so I really wanted to have something a special name.
Okay. And I read somewhere that you said the music was kind of popish. I guess you have a lot of post-rock influences there. Can you say that way?
Yeah. I mean, I've listened a lot to these Canadians, you know, people like Godspeed You Black Emperor and all the people of the Constellation Records. But I always have this pop heart. I really want to. I'm always hunting for the strong melody, and I'm intrigued by the catchiness of pop music, so it's a combination.
So if someone would come in and say, "You sir, you cannot play your music anymore. You have to play something completely different. You're not allowed to play this kind of stuff anymore." What would you play? What would you go to?
I'd probably just go to something else. I mean, I listen to a lot of different music, so I would love to do some electronica or something. I think that's really exciting to team up with a computer and see what comes out, and yeah, I think that's really important, not to bound yourself in genres.
So is there going to be more, like, are you going to do stuff like that anyways, even though nobody forces you to?
That's the thing. I mean, I get a bit tired of doing the same things. I'm always going to try and do new stuff. So I suppose there will be some electronica anyway coming up in a few years time.
Cool. And if I wanted to check your music out, to find you on the internet, where would I go?
You could Google.
Okay, that's a good answer. That is a good answer.
But we have a Facebook page, and we have a web page.
You still have a MySpace?
I still have it, but I don't use it. Sorry, MySpace. Even though Justin Timberlake has this new MySpace thing going on, sorry, it's not good enough.
It's not good enough. People always went away. No, I do still remember how we talked about how we could design our MySpace profiles.
Yeah.
The best way.
I mean, it used to be really great, but then it got so complicated. It was like when I tried typing in a concert, and it took forever.
Well, there's still so many bands that have MySpaces. even like, or they show up at least, but then I don't think anything happens.
No.
But they show up. It's like the second thing. It's like, I don't go to MySpace.
No,
like,
true.
And some men actually, they told me that that for booking, they needed a MySpace account to send to the venue.
I see.
Which they took then as reference. So, okay. And yeah, you can customize Facebook later.
Yeah.
You can't really...
Oh yeah, I see.
But they were all blinking and blitzing all the time. It was kind of terrible in the end.
Yeah.
It's like...